the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Remember to stay well. That's what RadioMD is all about. This show is about teaching you how to stay well. That is, giving you the latest scientific data, putting it in understandable terms, having you ask questions when we don't, and us trying to do the best we can so that you can take control of your genes and live the youngest you can be with the most energy you can be. This is the second hour of the show. We normally run 2 hours on Saturday. Many stations carry just the first hour. Some carry just the second hour. You can always get us on RadioMD.com, or even better, you can log in on after Tuesday of the week and get us on RadioMD. If you go to RadioMD.com, you can get the archives and hear all of the shows. By the way, if you want to know what the show is about, just send us a letter. Subscribe at UDOC. Send us an email at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, with subscribe in the subject line, and we'll put you on the mailing list. If you want the top news of the week email, that is, we put all of the news of the week in an email, in a letter that we send out. There's no charge for either of these. You can also say subscribe to News of the Week in the subject line on that email you send to udocs, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and you can ask us questions anytime at that line or by calling while the show's live. 5 to 7 on Saturdays is when we broadcast the show live. 877-711-5211 is the number to call. In case you missed it, I'm going to do a segment now that we started about 4 weeks ago. In case you missed it, after my writing partner Mehmet Oz's In Case You Missed It, but I'm going to talk about what was in the first hour. We talked in the Wellness Foreplay segment about breast cancer and how it correlates with skirt size, that is, growth in skirt size. If your skirt size has grown one size since age 25, that increases your risk of breast cancer 33%. Two sizes, 33% compounded, or 71%. So keeping abdominal waist thin is key. That also goes with the Well Beyond Wellness segment, which is the 20,700 person male people Swedish study, which showed that doing five healthy behaviors, managing your blood pressure, managing your waist size, eating a healthy diet, avoiding tobacco products, and having only a moderate amount of alcohol at any one time. If you do those five, you decrease your risk of a heart attack in this study by 80% over a 12-year period. So that was the Well Beyond Wellness tip of the week. We're now going to, and by the way, at 17 past the hour, Gary Ginsberg will be joining us. He's going to talk about four things: hosing down urban blight to protect public health, the dentist asked to stop mercury pollution of fish, non-slip chemicals are contaminating drinking water, what you should do about your own drinking water, and environmental damage is partly to blame for the outbreak of Ebola, and what that means for us here in America, with the Ebola virus predicted to hit 1.4 million people, 700,000 of them dying. That's a huge number, 700,000 deaths by the end of January 2015. We'll also get in the last half hour up to the story about the Odd Omega segment. Don't sweat the small stuff, because if you do, it will kill you. And how to avoid that, we're going to talk about that. We also, in the first hour, talked to Al Vernacchio. The book is For Goodness Sex. He's a wonderfully solid, and you want, if you have kids, teenage kids, read this book yourself. for Goodness Sex, and then give the book to them. It's a just a wonderful book. And he obviously is a talented educator who talks to ninth graders and 12th graders about sexuality. And it was a wonderful interview segment. Let's go back to do some of the top news, and I'm going to do some quick hitters now because this is some very interesting studies. The first one, e-cigarettes are not helping cancer patients quit smoking. E-cigarettes steadily rising in popularity. They're sold to kids. They're not sold for an aid to quit smoking. But in fact, the companies, especially Big Tobacco, says, wait a second, we're doing some good. These are to help you get off of cigarettes, real cigarettes. Yeah, right. Well, a new study of cancer patients, however, has suggested that patients using the devices are equally or less likely to quit smoking than those who don't try to use e-cigarettes in quitting. Smoking habits continue long after cancer diagnosis is made, often for people who are smoking. And approximately two-thirds of smokers diagnosed with cancer still continue smoking after the diagnosis, which is horrible because the cigarettes, the toxins from them, add to the inability to fight the cancer, decrease the ability of anti-cancer drugs to work, and increase the ability or your likelihood of eating things that cause the cancer to grow. At least that's according to these studies from Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York, which looked at investigating cessation outcomes for people using e-cigarettes. It didn't work. In the meanwhile, the article concludes, oncologists, that is cancer-treating doctors, should advise all smokers to quit smoking traditional combustible cigarettes, encourage use of FDA-approved cessation methods such as bupropion and nicotine patches, and refer patients for smoking cessation counseling and provide education. By the way, if you want a very successful program, we have one. We charge for it. It's at Enforcer, that's my name, EnforcerEcoaching.com, EnforcerEcoaching.com. It has about an 83.4% success rate, which is off the charts, but it does work. There is a charge for it, and it does take 7 months. After month one, you're off of cigarettes. By the way, you can email us questions at UDOCS, YOUDOCS at gmail.com. I'm not sure my email is working anymore, but try me. The last questions I got were it is working because I just got another question from someone named Debbie. And Debbie, thanks. And she asked the question, she said the same, were the behaviors that decreased all-cause mortality for the nurses' health study the same as in the male study in Sweden? And the answer is yes. It's eating a nutritious diet, which means avoiding the five food felons, added sugar, added syrups, any 100% whole grain, saturated fat and red meat, and trans fat, and everything else is fine. Maintaining a normal waist for height, exercising, meaning physical activity of any kind, including walking 30 minutes a day, not smoking, and not drinking alcohol in excess. Thanks for the question, Debbie. The study, e-cigarettes don't help people quit smoking, at least not with cancer patients, which should be the most important group to get off cigarettes. The White House unveils a strategy to combat antibiotic resistance. Why is this important? Because we haven't had many new antibiotics. I think it's only one developed in the last 40 years. Antibiotic classes, that is, new classes of antibiotics. So we need to get this done right. We need to find new antibiotic classes. And the only way we're going to do this is if we study the bacteria that cause infections. That's what this episode, this new stuff. Stay tuned. We've got Gary Ginsberg coming right up on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. And now the area that is my favorite part of the show, because I get to learn a ton from this man. Gary Ginsberg is with the Connecticut Department of Health as their chief. What is your full title, Gary?
Yeah, I'm the senior toxicologist there.
Senior toxicologist, but he has a spectacular website as well where you can get more information about everything he talks. called whatstoxic.com, whatstoxic.com. Gary Ginsberg wrote the book, What's Toxic, What's Not, which is where I found out about him, because, and he writes with incredible, enviable clarity about difficult subjects and says it every week at the same time on our show. Hosing down urban blight to project public health. What do you mean by that, Gary?
Well, this is a story about Detroit, and if you've got houses that are run down, looking like they may be fire traps or rat traps, you might want the town to come and knock it down. But you know what? If you live next door or across the street, the plume of dust that happens when you demolish a house is nothing to sneeze at. And so you could breathe in a lot of fine particulates if they are not careful the way they demolish it. And on top of that, there can be a lot of lead stored up in the paint in that house. There could be asbestos in that house. And so it could spread a large environmental pollution problem right in the neighborhood. Now, Detroit is demolishing 200 houses a day, a week. And so they are trying to get rid of urban blight in a big way. Rebuilding Detroit could lead to a lot of pollution. And what we're really trying to do is cut down on any more environmental lead than we have to have in our inner city. And this is one potential source of it. So what Detroit has environmentally thought through, and this is very smart of them, is that they are going to hose down with these guns of water look like the snowmaking machines, but of course they're not freezing it. They hose down with fine spray these houses before they demolish them, and then when they get all the debris and they load it into a truck, they tightly cover the truck before they drive through the neighborhood to really hold down on the generation and the spread of dust. So the bottom line is, if you are living anywhere near a waste site or buildings that are getting demolished, if the ball and chain is coming out, you want to make sure they're using wet methods to hold down the dust so that your children and your lungs are not breathing in all the debris. And this was a big issue at 9/11. Everybody's worried about the fire and the immediate fallout. But, you know, there was all that smoke and all the building materials caused a lot of pollution in Lower Manhattan as well. So we learned that lesson, learning it in Detroit. And if it's in your neighborhood, you want to make sure they're doing it right.
So this is really interesting that Detroit has thought this through so well. Why? Yeah. What caused them to think it through so well? Was it bad prior events, or was it just they've got a very good toxicologist?
I like to think it's some of both, but the reality has set in that houses are a big source of asbestos and lead. And if you demolish a house, it's just like blowing it up and spreading all that around everywhere. I think 9/11 helped with that understanding in Lower Manhattan. And so now cities are becoming more aware of trying to control the dust.
Let me go and talk about the next subject, which is mercury pollution of fish, and yes, what do dentists have to do with that?
All right. Well, dentists are every day getting rid of bad old fillings that have mercury, and the mercury amalgam fillings will, you know, over time, they won't hold up. You might chip a tooth, the filling may crack. They might have to drill out all that old amalgam and put in some fresh composite or whatever they're going to refill it with. And that old amalgam is a waste material that has a lot of mercury in it. Good to get that mercury out of your teeth once you're done with it. And what do the dentists do with it? Well, a lot of dentists just wash that down the sink. And that will eventually get through the wastewater treatment plant out into rivers and out into places like, the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific, and get into fish and end up from our teeth onto our dinner plate. And so EPA has realized that this newish technology called amalgam separators is something that should be in every dentist's office, so that they could cut down on tons, literally tons of mercury per year being released into the oceans if they all use an amalgam separator. It costs about $1,000 per office to install it. You know, they're not going to get reimbursed from the government for it, but it is a public health issue. If they themselves eat fish or care about how much mercury is in fish, every dentist should be lining up to do this. So, you know, you might want to walk in, and if you're getting a filling fix, make sure the dentist is using an amalgam separator so it's not going basically down the sink.
Where do they take it if it goes into the separator? What happens to it?
That is a good question. I haven't, I'm sure that the mercury gets properly disposed of so it doesn't end up out in the waterways. It may be recycled because there are some uses for mercury still, or it may just be contained and encapsulated into a proper landfill where it can't get out of there. But yeah, it's not, just like with, mercury that's in a CFL, compact fluorescent light bulb, you should never just throw those in the garbage when they burn out. You should always bring them back to like a big hardware store. They usually have a box of them that they keep and recycle the mercury, because that should not end up in the environment where it will just get into fish.
And does this occur, in other words, if you dump it into your, if the dentist is dumping it into his local water supply, this is the local fish, so it's even more important for you in the local environment as opposed to getting into the ocean and the ocean fish?
Well, a lot of times it's going, remember, it's going down the drain. So it's not going into a local water supply. It's going into, say, a local river. And from there, it will end up, a lot of rivers end up in the ocean. So the mercury will find its way into oceanic fish.
The nonstick chemicals are contaminating our drinking water. What can we do about it?
Okay, well, hopefully not all of our drinking water, but there's a specific case of this in Delaware that I wanted to bring up because it does show a new emerging problem in groundwater, and that is these nonstick chemicals called perfluorinated chemicals, PFOA, PFOA, or PFOS, are very toxic. They cause endocrine disruption, liver problems, thyroid problems, and they can get into fish. So you don't want them in surface waters, but in groundwater, they can pollute people's wells. And what just happened in Newcastle, Delaware, is they had to shut down the water supply because they found 10 times too much of PFOA in the drinking water. So they looked around for a source, and of course, you know, how would chemicals from your nonstick pan or from your non-stain rug get into the drinking water supply, you may ask? Well, because these chemicals are also used in firefighting foam, are also used on military bases for a variety of purposes. There was the Air Force National Guard base just down the road from Newcastle. They had much higher levels of PFOA in the water underneath their barracks. So now they are under investigation for being a source for the contamination of the local water supplies. So Delaware is learning a hard lesson about PFOA. The military bases or firefighting training schools are historic sources of PFOA. People who live near such facilities, they should ask their state or their town to test the groundwater to make sure that they are not drinking PFOA or PFAS in their water, because these are now becoming more clear sources of this toxic non-stick
chemical.
Gary,
can you stay on after the break? Do you have any chance of coming back with us in 3 minutes?
I could do a bit more, Mike. Sure, I'll hang.
Okay, because I'd like to know what to do about this if they're in your drinking water, as well as the next topic. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
You're getting older and feeling older, and you're looking older. Now, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it, but there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com. biocellcell.com and see what we're talking about. That's biocell collagen. biocellcollagen.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we held Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, over because I had two questions. One was, what happens if you do have this in your water supply? What do you do about it? Is there anything you can do? Can you put your water supply through activated charcoal? What can you do, Gary?
And yes, that's exactly right, Mike. Activated carbon, activated charcoal will filter out PFAS and PFOA. So that's a fairly simple solution if your levels are elevated. But the first thing is getting your water tested. If you're in one of these risky zones near a military base or near a firefighting training school, so you got to get your water tested.
And the second thing that is an important issue is you said that environmental damage is partially to blame for the recent spread of Ebola. Explain yourself, and what does that mean for us?
Yeah, that's actually, the implications of that are fascinating. You know, when you have an infectious agent out there in something like the bat population of Africa, that was originally limited to the Congo, and that's where it started from. And then with between deforestation, drought, wars in the area that has disrupted habitats, these bats have been forced, the population that's been infected has been forced to leave the areas where they were happy, and they've spread to other countries in Western Africa, like Sierra Leone and Liberia, and so now that population is further afield. And so I think the first thing that, you know, from a public health perspective, is that we want to find out which of the bats that are infected with Ebola that could be carriers of it, and try to limit their habitat to a relatively small area, so that, you know, that's one way to keep a lid on an epidemic like this, is to understand the source and limit the source. But right now, that source is spreading, and so it's infecting more people.
So, how mobile are these bats? In other words, do bats like this, or do birds travel across continents, or is it likely that this is a one-off issue and just pertains to the continent of Africa?
Well, Mike, you are asking me, I'm a toxicologist, not an avian expert, but what I do know about bats is that they like mosquitoes, they like to eat the local bug population, and they will migrate till they find satisfactory habitat. So they're not likely to, for example, cross the Atlantic on some kind of a spawning mission or a seasonal mission to go great distances. They would generally be happy with their habitat unless that habitat gets disrupted. They've talked about, by the way, getting rid of, they're called fruit bats, getting rid of the bat population because they do carry Ebola. But the bats are really important in Africa to hold down the mosquito population. So, they haven't gone to that degree. But no, I don't think that they're going to migrate, say, as far as the Middle East. But with climate change and with disruptions, it's hard to say exactly where they'll go. And it's interesting, these bats not only can infect people with Ebola by biting people, but also some of the native peoples there, they will eat the bats and get Ebola that way.
How do you must eat it raw then, right? You couldn't cook it?
I don't think their cooking practices are that reliable, Mike.
Now, the other thing that I saw that they, and that a lot of the dead are just dumped in the rivers, especially early, does the virus live in fish? Is the fish a natural habitat or something in the ocean?
No, I haven't seen anything to suggest that. You know, when we talked about fish and the blue-green algae and the microcystin toxin that can build up in fish, that is very stable and can actually go up into the fish. But the virus, I don't think, is a risk in the local fish populations from what I've seen. But what is interesting is that people who are infected with Ebola can give each other the infection by sharing needles, and that is a problem in Africa. There's a lot of these local little tribal villages where there's a lay doctor, and he may use the same needle and syringe from one patient to the next and spread Ebola that way. So, the big part of public health on this is getting to these villages that are at high risk and making sure that the preventive practices like shared needles, you really have to stop that stuff.
So, Gary, I want to thank you very much. I should say that you're going to be joining us in Las Vegas. So for those of you who want to go to a conference, a great conference in Las Vegas, go to Cleveland Clinic CME, Cleveland, that's CCFCME.org/wellness, and you can learn about the Cleveland Clinic's Preventive Medicine Integrative Medicine Conference. It's our 14th annual or 13th annual. You're welcome to come and attend it. There is a charge, obviously, and Gary will be there along with a number of experts on women's health. We'll be, let's go. And Gary, thank
you. And Mike, I just want to say thank you for the invite, and I'm really looking forward to being able to learn from all the other experts there as well, because it is a really great lineup. Congratulations.
It is a great lineup. One of the interesting things, and Gary, thank you very much, I'm going to go into one of the medical stories of the week, is something that's been puzzling us for a long time. Why, if you increase telomerase, you don't necessarily increase the telomeres or number of stem cells you have? That is, at the end of your chromosomes, you have these telomeres. They're like the aglets or the plastic part on the end of a chromosome, and they're in the end of a shoelace. They're needed for your chromosome to be able to duplicate. And the longer your telomeres, the longer your life, because you lose a little bit of the telomere every time you duplicate it. So you want to replenish it, especially in your stem cells. So people have been saying, well, we can get telomerase, we can increase telomerase, we can give telomerase. There's even a supplement that increases your telomerase. But now data from the Salk Institute in San Diego said, well, there's something very interesting. The telomerase has a way of inactivating or activating itself. And one of the keys is not to have just the telomerase level in your system, but is to have active telomerase going around. So one of the areas that will be researched is this active telomerase. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about another key finding in health, a key change in the way things are done, and that is to talk about the focus to turning on your immune system to fighting cancer. That is, the beginning of the end of cancer is a new set of new drugs that harness your own immune system to destroy tumors. And these new drugs are now fueling tremendous optimism because there appears to be a bunch of them that seem to work. And this is opening up a whole new avenue of treatment. The problem, will they be affordable for us? But these, they include the checkpoint inhibitors, the monoclonal antibody destroyers. When we come back, I'll tell you all about it, because this is really groundbreaking and very important for all of us. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and I'm just tickled pink to be here to be able to tell you the latest medical news and what it means for you. And that's what You, the Owner's Manual radio show is all about, giving you the information to take control of your health. We'll be right back after these important messages. Remember, stay tuned to Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We hope to be able to help you with the latest medical knowledge, take advantage of that knowledge, change your behavior, change your health, get a do-over so you can live younger. We talked, of course, about the Swedish study where if you have those five healthy behaviors, same as the Nurses' Health study, same as Essie's study, although Essie's is more strict on diet, less on the other things, but if you have no cotinine, no tobacco products in your urine, you have a normal waist for height, that's a waist half of your height, you eat a diet avoiding the five food felons, saturated fat, trans fat, simple sugars, added syrups, and non-100% whole grains, and you have a little alcohol every day, but not too much, and do 30 minutes of exercise a day. Those five habits, you do those, you have an 80% reduction in your heart attack risk. Now you say, well, I've got to die of something. Yeah, but you don't have to die soon, and maybe, as Ray Kurzweil says, if you make it to 2024, we'll know how to repair most of your organs, so you'll have the choice of when you do repair or don't repair. One of the most interesting areas of treating disease now, if you're worried about dying of something, is treatment of cancer. So it's always been thought that maybe we could harness your own immune system. Just like it fights off bacteria, maybe it could kill your cancers. And then we also said, why is it that it doesn't do it? Well, it doesn't do it because most cancer cells have learned to put out what we call immune-modulating chemicals that drives your own immune system away, that blocks your immune system from attacking the cancer. Well, now we've got ways of fighting those signals. That's right. We've been experimenting with so-called immune therapies for cancer all the way back in the 1850s, when German doctors noticed the tumors would sometimes shrink if they became infected. And they often then put bacterial infections into the cancer site, injected it, in the hopes that the cancer would get attacked and die. Didn't work out that well, and some of these spread very quickly. But 165 years later, and many false starts, the principles of stimulating your immune defenses to fight your cancer has finally found three different drug classes. One of them is called the checkpoint inhibitor. So you have something called the checkpoint, and if you put out a checkpoint, it stops your immune system from attacking. You can inhibit this area, and then you can attack these cells. Well, by unleashing your body's disease-fighting T cells against tumors, these drugs, which now goose up, they rev up your immune system, have been shown to potentially significantly extend the lives of people with advanced melanoma. Advanced melanoma was the first of these, the most deadly skin cancer. This expanding field is now going to lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. You'll notice these are solid cancers. That is, they're tumors that are solid, like melanoma is a solid. It's not got air in the middle of it. It's not in the middle of a, it's not traveling through the bloodstream. It's solid tumors like kidney cancer, lung cancer, melanoma, that's the skin cancer, pancreatic cancer, and ovarian cancer, the ones that have been targeted. And it looks like these drugs are about ready for prime time. 1 in 22 Americans, 14.5 million Americans, are now cancer survivors. And this is triple the numbers seen just 40 years ago. But it is supposed to go to 2020. Almost half of the American population, half of the Canadian population, will get cancer in their lifetime and have the chance of being thus cancer survivors. And now, one of the problems? Well, these are very expensive drugs if you look at the prices being charged for them. I looked at the prices, $10,000 a month. Woo! That's incredible. And you can say, well, what are the, why are the drug companies charging that much? Well, the cancer area has gone from earning the drug companies $3.7 billion 10 years ago to $91 billion. Holy mackerel, $91 billion this year. So these charges, and they say they need them for all the false positive steps. That is only about 1 in 10 cancer drugs that they actively test proves out to be successful. Well, that seems a little high to me. And in fact, if you look at it, the people who are leading the backlash against the high price of drugs are physicians. They're, we, that includes me, are just appalled at the cost of these drugs. Well, that's my subject, my editorial subject of the week. We're going to have a lot more of these good drugs available, and I think we're going to be able to harness the immune system, and hopefully we'll be able to afford it. Now, let me talk to you about two Real Age Tip of the Weeks, if I can squeeze them in. So let's start them. And this is, one is on the anti-cancer shot that saves kid lives. Remember, in the first hour, we talked about sexuality and teaching it to 9th and 12th graders. For Goodness Sex was the book by Al Vecchio. Well, by the way, Al V, Sex Ed, is his Twitter handle. Well, this is the anti-cancer shot that saves kids' lives. If scientists devise a vaccination that protects against colon, breast, or any kind of cancer, you'd round up and line up the family, especially if there was virtually no risk, right? Yes. But just the opposite has been happening. As Gardasil, the vaccine which protects against HPV, heated up debates. HPV causes most cervical cancers, anal cancers, vaginal cancers, penile cancers, and many oral and throat cancers, as well as genital warts. because it's transmitted sexually, HPV, though it's passed via skin, shots work best when they're given before there's any chance of sexual activity. Routine vaccinations are now recommended for girls and boys starting at age 9. How many in America are getting them? About 50% of girls and about 35% of boys. That's way too low. It takes just 15 minutes, a short time, and with low risks to save your child's life. I do it. We did it for our kids. I tell you to do it for yours. The real age benefit of patrolling your child's health, 9.2 years younger for your health. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks, Sona, for great engineering. Thank you for bearing with me as I was alone today, except for Gary Ginsberg. And thank all of you for your great questions. We'll be back next week with a new show on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.